Thank you. You were just listening to Open Veins by Robert Moran. The work was premiered in 1986 and just performed by violinist Alexander Balinescu. And that was from an Innova CD. And the violinist was joined by the Piano Circus Band. Music of Robert Moran. Well, good morning. The time is 8 minutes after 7 on Wednesday, August 2nd, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host of this program, Marvin Rosen, and we'll be with you today until 11 o'clock. I am also with you on Monday mornings from 5:30 until 11 for Treasures of Early Music. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, I would just like to let you know that I will be with you next, this Sunday morning. That's right, this Sunday morning from 7 until 10:30 for a special edition of Treasures of Early Music, and do hope you can join me for that. We continue our music by Robert Moran with this.
Thank you.
You were just listening to Lithuanian Spin for four synthesizers from The Three Dances by Robert Moran. The composition, dating from 1983, was just performed by Piano Circus. Well, we will be welcoming Robert Moran, the composer of all of this wonderful music, in just a little while, right after we listen to his Seven Sounds Unseen. The work was commissioned in 1992 by the Catalyst series of BMG for 20 solo voices of Musica Sacra, conducted by Richard Westenberg. The work is in three sections, with the second being the longest. This middle section employs text fragments from many letters written to the composer by John Cage. We listen now to Seven Sounds Unseen by Robert Moran, as performed by Musica Sacra, conducted by Richard Westenberg.
Thank you.
It's very difficult to get on the microphone after a beautiful composition like that. You were just listening to Seven Sounds Unseen by Robert Moran, as performed by Musica Sacra, conducted by Richard Westenberg. Well, I would like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on this edition of Classical Discoveries, the Moranathon. My website address is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist, as well as the MP3 audio sound files for today's program, will be posted on my website by the latest tomorrow evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Well, Robert Moran will be making a grand entrance on the microphone in just a few minutes. While he gets ready, we listen to organist Robert Ridgell perform the composer's Processional, dating from 2005, and we hear the organ of Trinity Wall Street in New York. You were just listening to music by Robert Moran, and that was his Processional, dating from 2005, as performed by organist Robert Ridgell, who performed on the organ of Trinity Wall Street in New York. Well, I am very excited to be welcoming composer Robert Moran on this Moranathon. Great to see you, and you have indeed been my guest many, many times.
Many times, hasn't it?
It's been many times. In fact, we were just talking about that off mic, that the first time was back in the old studio in Holder Hall. It was in the late 90s.
Was it really?
Late.
When, how long were you there? Do you remember?
At that point, I think I was only there about probably 2.5 years, maybe.
Wow, yeah.
And now it's 20.
Amazing.
And it is amazing. And so things are, you know, moving along, and I have to also give you credit where credit is due. You have also been a very big help in keeping me awake at the end of my 25-hour marathon.
Well, you keep doing that. I mean, it's quite amazing.
I remember 20, you usually mm-hmm. come, and sometimes with another good friend of mine, Danny mm-hmm. Dorf.
Danny's there.
Danny is there, and you come usually, both of you, like the last few hours, mm-hmm. and you're just making sure that I'm awake, and then if we go out and eat something, I just make sure.
Well, we always do that.
We always do that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I have to make sure that nobody takes a picture of me sleeping in the restaurant like
I
they
think
once
you're,
did.
Yeah, they did.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So that's all great fun stuff, and it is indeed great to have you here again. And we will be hearing the Robert Moran story in just a little while. However, before we do, I thought we would go to the piece we're talking, Fantasia Furiosa.
Well, first of all, I want to mention Processional.
I wrote that
for Robert Rigel and his bride in their wedding procession. Mm-hmm. And I have no intention of being married myself, so we'll skip that.
Okay.
But the Processional was written for them. And the priest in the big cathedral in Salt Lake City forgot to welcome the bride in a processional. And he started the actual ceremony without the bride. And they said, wait a minute, give a signal to the processional. That's what happened at that event.
And the rest was history.
And the rest was history. Mm-hmm.
Gosh, where is he now, Robert?
Down in Virginia, I think North Virginia. I'm sorry, I've lost contact.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember he was here, I think, back around, it must have been about 6 years ago.
Really?
On
mm-hmm.
this show.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be talking more about him later on, of course, when we go to some of your other music. But let's go to this chamber work. It's kind of got an interesting story, and it's a recent piece from 2014.
Right. It was commissioned by Manuel Erbele. And Manuel is a friend of mine and he lives in Munich, mm-hmm. plays trumpet, comes from an amazing family. He has an absolutely gorgeous sister, Veronica
Eberle,
and her brother, Simone, who plays cello. So she plays violin. So Manuel commissioned this piece, and it includes also a piano. And the amazing thing is that right after they premiered this, mm-hmm. actually in Ingolstadt, I end up in Ingolstadt at the big cathedral, not so much. I'm Munich, yes, but yeah. Ingolstadt is where Meister Eckhart was hanging out a few hundred years ago. And so Veronica came here and played with the Philadelphia Orchestra right after that. Do you remember that? She played, I think it was a Mendelssohn, and had quite a sensation. And that's the crowd. That's the group.
So we're going to hear, this is a recent work, as I said, from 2014.
Mm-hmm.
It's a delightful piece. In fact, I think I played it once on something, one of my events over there.
Mm-hmm. This is a live performance.
It's a live performance, and it wouldn't have been too long ago because it was premiered in September of 2014.
All right.
Once again, this is music by my guest, Robert Moran, as we celebrate his 80th birthday. This is a Moranathon. Thank you. You were just listening to music by my guest, Robert Moran, who will tell you what you were just listening to. Robert, take it over.
We were listening to Fantasia Furiosa, which I wrote for a wonderful group of four musicians. Veronica Eberle on violin. Cello was Simone Eberle. Trumpet was Manuel Eberle, obviously brothers and sister. And piano was Yumika Urabe. And that was Fantasia Furiosa.
Well, very good. Didn't you enjoy reading that? I'm sure you did.
Yes.
I'm sure you did. Well, I am here, of course, with Robert Moran, and he will be joining me until 11 o'clock. We will be presenting many of his works, and we have already. I've been here since 5 a.m. And however, Robert, before we go to more music, share with us just a bit about your early exposure to music and your early involvement with composition.
Early involvement.
With composition. When did you begin writing?
Well, the sixth grade.
Okay, so that's...
I was studying piano. Okay. And what do you do in the sixth grade? It's boring. So I would sit there, and when I ran out of Oz books, I shared them with Gracie, who sat next to me in the sixth grade. And when we ran out of Oz books, I would just pull out some music and write it. And it was for piano, and, you know, it was sixth grade piano music. And so I just became fascinated with that. And I was also involved in painting and studying art and doing some professional theater work, actually. So I didn't know by the time I got into high school what I was going to do with my life. And I thought, well, being a good Capricorn, I have to get organized. So I thought, well, since I have been an opera junkie since about the age of six, why not become an opera composer? Then you've got theater, you've got music, you've got everything you want, costume design. And so that's what I told my parents. I'm going to become an opera composer.
Did
and they
like
looked
it?
At each other and they said, it will be a difficult life, but have a good time. That was the sum total.
And you've had a good time.
I've been having a very good time.
That's right. But this began way, way back. And then when did you decide to actually study music? I mean, who did you study with? Who are some of your
teachers? Well, the most important one.